Now, it is very exciting. Very exciting to play the sports and to watch the sports and to join in with the Olympics. If you weren't interested in the Olympics, I hope you're a little bit excited now after you've joined in with some of the sports. But the thing is, when proper athletes do the sports, they don't just turn up like we have and have a bit of a go. They don't even just train for a few weeks and have a bit of a go. They dedicate their whole life to that moment in time when they might win a medal. They concentrate their whole life on winning a gold medal. And that would mean that their whole life changes. They don't just think, oh, I'll eat healthy food for a couple of days and I'll be fitter, or I'll do a bit of running, or I'll try and fit this in with the rest of my life. Their whole life becomes focused around winning a gold medal. They change their diet. They change their lifestyle. They miss out on birthdays and wedding anniversaries and things which people have mentioned today because, in their mind, the one thing that is the most important thing in the whole world is winning that gold medal. And it dominates their whole life. And you know, it might worry you or it might excite you to think that people who follow Jesus, Christians, are called to have the same focus that dominates their whole life. Not a gold medal, but Jesus Christ. Not someone we fit in every now and again, or we think, oh, I'll do this for a couple of weeks, or I'll read my Bible here and there, but someone who so dominates our life that we change the entire way that we live. In the Bible, Paul, who followed Jesus, says this: I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, be a partner with him in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. I'm not saying that I've got it all together, he says, and that I've made it, but I'm well on my way. Reaching out for Christ. I count myself not an expert, but someone who has got their eye on the goal, where God is beckoning me towards Jesus. Paul says, I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Because as a Christian, our focus needs to be on Jesus. Like as an athlete, their focus is on that gold medal. And we need to be very serious about it. I'd now like to invite Josh Oldfield up, who's back with us, for those who know Josh. Been away to university and has done something very exciting over the past couple of weeks, which he's come to tell us about.
Cool. So, I'm a student in Cardiff. And I spent the last 2 weeks in the South Wales Valleys in a town called Abertillery. And I was with a student organisation, and 50 students from Cardiff, from mainly the Christian Union, but also from churches around, we went and we spent 2 weeks in this town of about 20,000, trying to help out. And for those of you who don't know much about the South Wales Valleys, they're a really deprived area, and they're quite unknown in that. I think it's some statistic like in some places, a third of children live in poverty in the South Wales Valleys, just because the government doesn't invest much money in that place. And so it was an attempt to go in and to share the good news about Jesus and to help out practically. Things like running kids clubs and youth clubs, doing car washing, doing gardening. And the aim was to go and share the good news about Jesus, about his death and his resurrection, and what we can have through that. And so, just a few examples of the people that we met. I was working in a garden of this woman called Jackie, and she was really struggling, and she'd had a heart attack earlier in the year, and so she couldn't do her garden, and she asked us to do her garden. And around the second day of working in this, and it was pretty tough, I took out a bush and a fence, and I mowed her lawn, and clipped the side of her lawn. So quite a lot of stuff in this garden. I washed the car as well. And around the second day of doing this stuff, I was just asked her, I said, do you believe that God loves you? And it was really amazing to hear her response. And she said that because of what you guys have done, like, I know that. Like, I know that he sent you guys to come and help out. And so she promised me that she's going to turn up to church on this Sunday. And so it was really good. And it was great to be working with a local church there as well, so that when we left, we knew that people would be linked into this church, and that they'd be able to be followed up on, and people would be able to know much more about Jesus and what he's done and stuff. So that was what I did. I don't know what else to share. I guess there's loads of stories. Like, I'd love to chat with you about what I did, and if you want to ask questions about that afterwards, like.
Why did you decide to do something like that? Because you're at university, you could just spend the time enjoying yourself, you know, doing what you want, going out, cinema, whatever. Why did you think, I'm going to spend 2 weeks, and I'm going to go and help others?
Yeah. I guess I realised, like, a lot of what people go to university for is to get a degree and then earn a good job and stuff. And in many ways, that doesn't matter. The thing that matters most in this life is loving God and sharing that with other people. And so for me, it wasn't really 2 weeks out of what I'd normally be doing. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, that is my aim in life, is to share the good news about Jesus with people. And so that was, it felt right. And it really challenged me to do that in the everyday, not just in 2 weeks. So
let's just pray with Josh before he goes back to his seat. Lord, we do thank you for the way that you're using Josh. We thank you for the things that he's been doing at university, even in his everyday life where he's not doing 2 weeks specifically focused on this. We thank you that you're using him and speaking through him. And we pray that you would fill him afresh with your Holy Spirit, and that you would equip him for all the things that you will call him to do. We thank you that you've got a plan for him and you have his life mapped out. And we ask that you would help him to be faithful to you in all that he does. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Josh. Yes, do clap if you wish. We have a lot of clapping in the Olympics, so that's good. Clapping and cheering. And you see, the thing is, as we live our lives for Jesus, just like athletes, we don't all do the same things. Not every athlete will want to do shot put or javelin. Some of them are more equipped to do the high hurdles or to do the, what's that thing with pole vault, or to swim, or to do volleyball, or all these things. There's such a variety. But they're each focused on the same goal, but they do it in lots of different ways. And the same with us as people who follow Jesus. We don't have to go and do 2 weeks mowing and gardening and telling people about Jesus. We can do lots of different things. We can help people out. We can talk to our friends. We can serve coffee. We can, whatever we're good at, we can do that focusing our lives on Jesus and do it for him to the best of our ability. And that's what athletes do. They do what they can to the best of their ability, focused on the gold medal. And we do what we can to the best of our ability, focused on Jesus Christ and not distracted by all the things that call us to do different things around the world. I want you to take a look at this DVD now, which will be on the screen behind me, which calls us to focus. Are we focused on Jesus, or are we focused on other things? Or as the DVD says, are we focused on the crowd, or are we focused on the cross? In the book of Hebrews it says this: therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.